Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we chatted a little bit last week about healthy holiday eating, and I know you've been waiting with bated breath to hear the rest of that story all week, so we'll get right into our top 10 healthy eating tips to help you get through the holiday season without feeling regret as you head into the new year, at least when it comes to eating. So our top 10 survival tips for those holiday parties or family gatherings, we'll start off with number 1. Eat a light, healthy snack before a party. This will help you curb your hunger and make better choices while selecting from the many delicious things your friends and family have laid out on the buffet table this holiday season. Second one, limit your alcohol intake. Enjoy one alcoholic drink and then switch to diet soda or flavored water, or alternate every other one. This will, first of all, help keep your inhibitions under control so you're not partaking of those foods as often that we talked about earlier, and it will also help decrease your total caloric intake for the evening. Three, bring a low-fat holiday dish to the party if it's a potluck, maybe some fruit or raw veggies or something new, fun, healthy recipe that you think your friends and family would like to try. If you're looking for some inspiration, you can always log on to many of the ISU Extension websites, type in recipes, Spend Smart, Eat Smart, and other healthy eating recipe websites on the Iowa State University Extension website. Number 4, keep minimal baked goods on hand. If you are doing some holiday baking, only bake enough to give away or to use for one party. You can keep a few around to enjoy, but as we all know, keeping a stockpile of those holiday baked goods in the pantry or on the counter is just asking for trouble. Number 5, eat a large salad or a hot broth-based soup before a meal. This will help keep you full longer and help your stomach to realize earlier that it's full and ready to stop. Those large salads or hot broth-based soups are a great way to get your meal started off right, and most of them are pretty healthy to boot. Number 6, when you are baking or cooking, substitute healthier ingredients, replacing or reducing fat and sugar in baked goods. Again, if you need help with substitutions or have questions, you can look up some recipe modifications on the Extension website, or you can always call the ISU Answer Line, which is a great resource for all sorts of holiday baking, cooking, and other questions this time of year. Just give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to find that number for you. And of course, Answer Line is available, the toll-free number on the ISU Extension website. And they also have a frequently asked questions section there on the website as well. Very useful for looking up those quick tips to make your holidays go a little more smoothly. Number 7, top 10 healthy eating tip. Make a goal with a friend to lose 5 pounds or to maintain weight during the holidays. It's good to have a valuable support buddy, and it's easier to get it off or keep it off during the holidays than it is to try and make up for lost time if you gained weight during the holidays and are trying to take it back off in the new year with a New Year's resolution. Number 8, remember the holidays are truly only 3 days. So that means if you blow it on those 3 days, you're not going to cause that much damage. One large Thanksgiving dinner or one large New Year's Eve party is not going to ruin the whole season. It's just when the eating adds up to holiday party after holiday party and all the little indulgences in between that those pounds can really start to pack on. It also is a vicious cycle this time of year with the schedules being disrupted. People find it a little more difficult to fit exercise in. So not enough exercise and too many calories on the other days is what can cause that weight gain throughout the year or heading into the new year. Something else fun to try, number 9, you can sign up for a 5K or a fitness walk or other event to keep you focused on physical activity. Having a goal to work towards or train towards is a great way to keep yourself on track and get a little discipline into your daily routine. These are becoming more and more popular and easier to find, so look online for a 5K or healthy walk near you and get training now to get that motivation pumping up well before the new year. And finally, of all things, remember to finally celebrate and focus on what the holidays are really about. That's family and friends. Find creative activities or ways to get your family to play a game or be active instead of eating. You can pick a time to get together that doesn't involve a meal, come up with a fun group activity that'll get everyone moving after a meal, or focus on activities such as creating crafts together instead of baking together. It's always good to find a balance between passing on family traditions and starting new ones. If you're looking for resources to help you get any of these things going, of course, you can look online. As I said, ISU Extension has many resources, whether you're looking to create a healthy meal, come up with a new family activity, or just figure out the best ways to answer those questions about cleaning or cooking a turkey, all those common holiday things that come up. And finally, remember that food and holiday gatherings do go hand in hand. Join in and help yourself to tasty treats. One or two extra meals will not blow it in the end. If you've been exercising, keep it up. If not, it's a great time to start. With a little bit of discipline and a touch of planning, you have a great recipe for holiday fun without the regret that many feel the next time they step on the scale in the new year. Another thing that we see as we roll into the new year, one of the things that's now available both online at the Ag Decision Maker website and in the Cass County Extension Office, Iowa State University economists have recently released the most up-to-date land value survey. Land values in Iowa have climbed to well over $8,000 an acre, about $8,700. As of the most recent land survey, Cass County land values are averaging about $8,400 as of the most recent survey. And again, all of that information is available online. Just look up Iowa State University Extension and type Ag Decision Maker into the search engine. You can also pick that up in the Cass County Extension Office for a most current copy. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office. Stop in and see us or give us a call, 243-1132.